Greetings, lovely listeners. We are going to talk a little bit about business development, business 101. This is for anyone who is starting to practice on people, close friends, friends of friends, etc., and kind of a helpful tip into get you rolling with your clientele. I may have spoken about this before on a podcast, but if not, I am like a million times reiterating it this time. Email lists, ways to connect and stay connected to the people that you read for. I cannot emphasize enough, y'all, how much, like looking back 12 years ago, how much I wish I would have started from the very first person I practiced on, not even charging for sessions yet, not even working for fares. How much I wish I would have started collecting emails, you know, and nowadays text, phone numbers. And I tell you what, my email list would be twice or three times as large as it is now because I pretty much started working my email list with Square. I do recommend Square appointments, Square emails, you know, well, before I get ahead of myself and talk about Square. But I do recommend some sort of system that when people schedule with you, their information automatically goes to your email list. That's why I love Square. It's fabulous. You may say, oh, it's a little more expensive than some of the other platforms out there. But guess what? People trust it and people know that white square with the black box. So it's very reliable and trustworthy. Okay, than some of the smaller companies that maybe people have not heard about. You always want to take that into consideration, right? When you are offering something to someone new and you're asking for their money, right? And I would start an email list from the first person you practice on, even if you're not charging. And I just told my year one student yesterday this, who was literally wrapping up his year one with year one class 12 yesterday morning. And I told him, I said, email lists start now. Even if it's just your friend and practicing on him, grab his email and name. Because then after that practice session a week ago, he'd already scheduled a session with his wife. And I was like, well, grab the wife's email. You know, you may not be charging right now for your sessions, but you can start your email list. Okay. I know it sounds pretty easy and pretty self-explanatory, but yet when I've asked my students, did you get their emails? Are you building your email list? Guess what I usually hear, listeners? I forgot. And I'm like, well, be sure you get it next time. And I think about what I've been thinking a lot about, listeners, recently is like, why am I seeing my colleagues and students, some be successful and some not? Like some really having that energy, meet them from spirit with their business, with their clientele, and why are some not? I understand that spirit has big control in this. I do believe spirit gets every single client and group that we work for or read for in front of us. But I also know that spirit wants us to do the work because this is work. Okay. This podcast has an intro about being about email lists, but the bigger message with this podcast is about doing the work. And I've been watching not just my students and my colleagues, but, you know, people I've never even met and talked to, and I just see them on social media as I scroll, that I may never have, you know, exchanged words directly with. And I'm just studying them all thinking, why are some more busy or active with their profession as a medium? And what I'm piecing together here is that I think all of us are throwing breadcrumbs from spirit, these opportunities, but not everyone's willing to do the work. And this profession is very, very simple. Do the work. Every day, put some sort of energy towards your business, sending that email out, posting on social media, going live, reaching out to fellow mediums for collaborations, working on a Canva banner, working on your website, you know, working on your booking calendar and availability. All of this is part of this job, and it is a job. This is my full-time job, and I want it to be so many more mediums out there, their full-time job, if they want it. But I see a lot of, you know, new mediums get frustrated because they don't sell tickets, or they don't get the students to stick around, or their dem spaces, you know, they don't sell the tickets, they don't get filled up, they don't book the sessions. And if you want energy to meet you in this space of want, you have to give energy out to get it back. That's what I've put together, and that's what I'm seeing with these observations. And what's happening is people don't want to do the work. And I've heard, but I can't, I'm busy, it's family, it's kids, wait, I'm not sure I want this, I don't know if I want to be out there with spirit. And then they get frustrated or they get defeated, and it's like, this is a job. You have to do the work. And it's like, okay, then the ones that do start doing the work and they do sell the tickets and they get the sessions and they get the private clients and they publish their book, right? And they get the followers. Why are some of those then continuing to be successful and others aren't? And the answer is simple. They don't do the work anymore. This is a job. It is a job for spirit. And it is a job for humanity. And I think that we are, and I'm not speaking for everyone, of course, but I think we are getting, to a point where running a business is just a lot of work for us. You know, we are in a very comfortable, non-active space with humanity right now. We don't grocery shop anymore. We don't clothes shop anymore. We don't walk at the mall for fun anymore. We don't even get out to exercise. We are on treadmills. We're on bikes. We have the strap around your tummy jiggle machines. You know, we are online. We are on our phones. We are not active with our bodies and even our communication. We don't call anymore. We don't even really text. We don't like posts anymore like we did 8 years ago. We have a very limited attention span. And it's just this, I blame technology. I really, really do. And I think that we are losing the ability to connect with each other, with words, with emotions. And I see it not just outside of my business. I see it within my business. I see it when I check in with clients or ask them to tell me what they thought and if they have any questions or how they feel at the end of sessions. I experience it when I'm talking to the demonstration groups, right? I'm experiencing it with my students and teaching them how to talk to crowds, not all my students, but talk to the crowds in a dem. I'm actually going to do a podcast on that here next, I think. We have got to learn how to speak and express our words, our emotion. We have to get back to outputting energy is what it's about. Because I'm just seeing a pattern here, you know, with everyone around me in my life where we're getting into this robotic. It's kind of like I joke and say, you know, all those movies that we've seen about the robots, you know, Terminator way back from the 80s, that movie. We joke that these robots are going to take over. I don't think that's the case. I think we're going to turn into robots. I think we already are. And I think that that's the last thing we should want to do when we are trying to bring mediumship to the public and we're trying to develop ourselves. And I really feel like it could go either way, y'all, really. We're either going to continue to lose touch with this, or there's going to be a huge, hopefully, effort to come back to this emotion and connection to ourselves, to others. And I blame this on seeing so many of my colleagues and students not wanting to do the work for this business. Now, if you're a mom and you have kids and you have to be present there and life is not calling you to do your business mode mediumship life, that is a totally different story. If you are in, what do they say? Burning the candle at both ends, right? If you are overworked and have to be present for your physical life and others who depend on you, that's another story. I'm talking about the mediums out there that do have that 30 minutes or an hour every day to do those little things that if you know, we all need to keep up with. When we see clients, when we teach, run circles, teach classes, it's a lot, okay? And you have to be organized in this. You have to be committed. Now, some of you may already know this, you listeners, but some of you may not. This is all about organization and commitment and staying connected to your emotions and expressions and energy output here. I'm posting this podcast, or I'm uploading it, because I want to motivate you. I don't want to, beat anyone down with this. I just want you to be aware. Are you actively giving to those of you that are wanting to develop your businesses and maybe you're feeling stuck? I want to motivate you. I challenge you to create a committed schedule just for 1 month. 1 month. You know what? Even 2 weeks, 14 days. To allot 30 minutes a day for business prep. And that can be touching base with your customers, posting more, scheduling your posts for the week, going on stories and recording, going live, something. I urge you to give just 30 minutes a day to it. And see what type of energy you get back. See what type of energy people send you back with this. Every day, just a little bit. And I remember, listeners, when I started seeing clients, not those first 2 years or so when I was really developing and in awe and coming into the awareness of mediumship and doing these online courses. I'm talking about when I started practicing on people and putting it out there and started charging, going to these fairs, right? We were on the verge of really stepping into strong social media accounts outside of Facebook, and even still Facebook a little bit, right? I remember thinking 2020, 2019, every day, I'm just going to give a little bit to my business, a little bit every day. Goes a heck of a long way. And I challenge you to do this and don't give up and stay motivated and stay positive, okay? Because I would be shocked if you don't get some sort of positive reception and energy sent your way when you're committing 30 minutes a day to putting your mediumship out there, putting that energy into your business that is out there, okay? So give it a try. Set your time frame every day. Could be, 1 to 1:30, 9 to 9:30. Just stay committed. Because we're drifting from this. We're drifting from expression and putting ourselves out there. And we're losing touch, listeners. And I think as mediums, more than ever, we are needed to help others keep in touch with themselves and their souls. So set your schedule. Don't give up. Stay committed and get to work. Until next time.